I'm very sorry to tell you that Timothy Barker could not come to preach to us this evening. Some may know that his wife had been in hospital for some time, and during yesterday, in the night between the day before yesterday and yesterday, she gave birth by emergency caesarean very early. And at the same time, one of his sons has fractured his skull, so he's in great trouble. And I'm sure we all understand why he couldn't come. And I'm very sorry to say that I have not been able to obtain another minister. The Lord help us with a reading service. I would also mention, in case anyone doesn't know, that Matthew Hyde, another of our young ministers, has been diagnosed with cancer. The severity is not yet known, but I hope we can pray for him also. May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn 289. Thus far my God has led me on, and made his truth and mercy known. My hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. Hymn 289.
Thank you.
Our reading is from the Lamentations of Jeremiah, part of chapter 3. The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3, and commencing to read at verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off for ever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not, without any intermission, till the Lord look down and behold from heaven. Mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over mine head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong, Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Behold their sitting down and their rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us. John, will you pray, please?
Dear, kind and gracious God, oh, do help us now to come before thee in prayer. We would thank thee, Lord, for the reading of thy holy word, and pray thy blessing upon it. Oh, in the hymn that we have sung, oh, thou knowest how each may have come into thy house. Lord, oh, some may have come in with those fears. Oh, and those hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou art looking mercy upon each one. Oh, as we have come into thy house this night, we would thank thee for thy goodness to us, in bringing us again into thy court. Lord, we do pray that thou art so come, grant thy presence here this night. Lord, as we meet for reading and prayer, Lord, we do pray that it may prove to be one of thy appointments. Oh, that which will be read, oh, to be appointed by thee. Lord, may there be a blessing in it. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou wilt gather with, that thy presence may be known. Lord, we do pray for thy servant who was engaged here. Lord, thou knowest all that has come in his path in this week. We would give thanks, Lord, for that little one born. Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou art so grant that healthy body and healthy soul. Lord, do be with that little one. Lord, we do pray for the mother too. Do grant her thy healing touch. And Lord, as we hear to her the little boy, Lord, do grant him thy healing touch too. And Lord, we do pray for them as a little family. Lord, do help them. Thou knowest their needs. And Lord, we do pray that thou art so sustain and undertake for them. Lord, in this difficult time, oh, do be everything they need, we pray. And Lord, remember thy servant. Oh, Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou wilt bless him in his labours, as he may be enabled again to go about Zion. Lord, do bless his ministry. Do use him, we pray. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou wilt be with each of thy servants. And Lord, we pray too for Matthew Hyde. Lord, oh, do in mercy look upon him. And Lord, we pray that, oh, if it can be thy will, Lord, that he may be restored to health and strength again. Oh, do grant, Lord, all wisdom and to the doctors as to what to do. And Lord, that it may prove to be treatable, and that he may be healed. Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou art so be with thy servants. Lord, we thank thee for these younger ministers that have been raised up. The Lord, as we see them in their trials. Oh, we do pray, Lord, do be with them. Do use them. Do restore them. And Lord, we pray there may be yet others. Oh, raised up, Lord, to go forth in thy name. Lord, we look to thee. Oh, to be there. Lord, it is thy work, Lord. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou'lt be with us here as a church and people. We would thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast done. Thou hast done great things. And oh, we have been favoured to hear, oh, of late, of what thou hast done. Oh, in this very house. Oh, even in the last few weeks. Lord, we would thank thee that thy Spirit has been amongst us. And do pray, Lord, that it may continue. That there may yet be others who can come and tell of what thou hast done for them. Oh, do go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders to make known. Lord, we pray that, oh, thou wilt so work amongst us. We pray that thou wilt work in our younger ones. Oh, in our little ones, Lord, we thank thee for them. Oh, but do work in them, we pray. And Lord, remember each one. And Lord, if there are any, Lord, oh, so seeking thee. Lord, if there are any, oh, pleading for one more confirmation. Lord, do come. Oh, do grant it, we pray. Lord, oh, do, oh, in mercy, Lord, do look upon us. We do pray, Lord, that if it can be thy will, thou wilt yet grant us a pastor here. And Lord, do great things amongst us, we pray. And Lord, we do pray especially for, oh, the services on the coming Monday. Lord, has maintained a cause here for, oh, all these many years, 150 years, Lord, this chapel has been here. And oh, we do pray, Lord, it may prove to be a witness in this village for many, many years to come. Oh, may there be a cause here to the end of the time. Lord, we do pray that thou bless many souls. And Lord, oh, do work in this village. And we pray, Lord, that they'll bring one and another in this village. Oh, to come into this house for the first time. Lord, oh, many, many walk past the doors. And Lord, we do pray that they'll work. And Lord, we pray for thy servant expected. Oh, do help him. Lord, do give him that word to bring. Lord, thou knowest, oh, each of the people who will gather, thou knowest the needs. And Lord, we do pray that it may prove to be a special service. Lord, it would be a special occasion, oh, the number of years, but Lord, may it be special. Oh, may thy presence be here. Lord, and that there may be souls blessed. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that, oh, thou wilt grant real prayer for him. And Lord, oh, do help thy servant. Bless him in his own soul. Grant him that liberty. And Lord, we do pray for thy servant expected on the coming Sabbath. Oh, do help him. Lord, thou hast used him here. And Lord, we do pray that it may prove to be again. Oh, one of thy appointments. Oh, do help him. Lord, thou knowest his case. We would pray for him. Lord, do bless his labours. And Lord, as, oh, too, Lord, he receives Victoria into the church, if I will, to give him that word to bring to her. And Lord, may it be a special occasion to her and to us each. Lord, we do pray that, oh, there may be many such occasions, oh, yet to come if I will. O Lord, do hear us for our little cause here. Lord, we pray that they'll be with our deacons. Oh, do help them in the choice and giving out of the hymns. Help them in the readings. Lord, help them in prayer before the service. Oh, in all the things they have to do. Remember our deacon away, Lord, watch over him and bring him back at the time appointed. And Lord, may the change do him good. And Lord, we do pray that thou remembers of. Oh, remember the neighbouring causes. And Lord, the causes up and down the land. Some in a very low place. Lord, some struggling to continue. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou remember them. Do grant that there may yet be a revival. Oh, that instead of chapels being shut, there may be chapels being opened. Lord, we do pray that they will work. Oh, do work, we pray. And Lord, do help the pastors. And Lord, those who, oh, seem to see such little fruit. Oh, Lord, do encourage them. Help them to continue. Lord, we pray that thou grant them them signs following the preaching of the word. And Lord, oh, we do pray that, oh, thou grant us much prayer for thy servants. And Lord, that what they may be led to bring. And Lord, where there is that word of rebuke, help us to fall under it. And Lord, oh, we do pray, oh, that thou art, oh, so bless them in their own souls too. Lord, in mercy, remember our nation. Oh, we pray, Lord, do remember us. Thou seest, Lord, the confusion that we are in. Oh, but we look to thee. Lord, thou alone knowest what to do. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou show our leaders what to do. Enable them to look to thee. Lord, do grant there may be that change. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may yet see, oh, thy hand going before us. Lord, in mercy, look upon us. Remember our children, all the little ones. Lord, knowest, Lord, the evil that they are living in their day. Oh, we pray, Lord, in mercy, look upon them. Do keep them, we pray. Keep them at school, Lord, and all the things that they are taught, Lord, which we knew nothing of. Oh, in mercy, keep them. And Lord, we do pray for, oh, that they will work yet, Lord, in that proposed school. Lord, nothing is too hard for thee. And Lord, oh, thou knowest, Lord, that all the people who have been stirred up by. And Lord, oh, we pray that thou wilt go on, Lord. Oh, that thou wilt yet, oh, grant, Lord, that, oh, there may be a similar school in this area if I will. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, that those, Lord, who have the power, as it were, in education, oh, may be brought to see, Lord, the difference. Oh, and that there are such schools around. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, thou would guide, Lord, those committee, Lord, in all they do. Oh, that they may see thy hand going before. And Lord, oh, that there yet still may be that day, Lord, when it will come to pass, if I will. Lord, do help them to watch and pray. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, there may yet be those great things done, if I will. Lord, do help us now. We would not multiply words. We pray for our deacon, do help him in reading. And Lord, may it prove to be, oh, one of thy appointments this night. Oh, what to be read. We would ask, seeking, Lord, the forgiveness of our every sin. Oh, in mercy, look upon us. Do pardon, we pray. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Hymn number 1035. Return my wandering heart to thy dear resting place. Nothing in nature nor in art so fair as Jesus' face. Hymn 1035. Can I ask you to announce the closing hymn and the benediction, please? I'll try and read to you an address by Mr. Popham, and you'll find the verses on which it is based in the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 6. The prophecy of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. The prophecy of Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. The first verse contains an exhortation, a mutual exhortation. Also, it contains a confession, a double confession. It contains first a mutual exhortation. Come and let us return unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul says we are to exhort one another. We are to remember that the day is approaching. Exhortations among the saints are scriptural. They are in this verse. The people are in a common case. They are all smitten, all sick and torn, and realizing that. Seeing it in each other, they say each to the other, come and let us return unto the Lord. We have left him. We have left our first love. We have turned to vanity. We have become engrossed with the world. We have turned away from the heavenly counsel, and therefore the Lord has smitten us, torn us. But he is merciful. He has declared himself merciful. He was merciful when he took us up, when he made a covenant with us. He was merciful when he gathered us out of Egypt, when he spoke to us, when he brought us into the wilderness, when he gave water for our thirst, bread for our hunger, and gave us his good spirit to teach us his ways. He was merciful then. He was merciful to raise up judges for us and deliver us from time to time from our sin-procured captivity and oppressions. He was merciful to us in giving us King David, who fought for us and brought us into a good state, and in giving his son Solomon, who builded the house of the Lord, in whose days prosperity and peace were given, enjoyed. And now, since our idolatries, the horrible things spoken of, since these have brought his anger, and since in his anger he hath torn us, and though it is so, we know he is merciful. Come, let us turn. Let us return unto him. Are we like this? Do we feel sick? Are we in any way torn? Are we distant? Does he seem silent to us? Do the diseases of our nature show themselves? Have we provoked him thereby? Now, if conscience says in you, if conscience in every living soul should begin to speak, and each conscience say to the other, we have sinned, let us go, let us return to him. A gracious resolution is here. They said of old, let us come and make a perpetual covenant. Let us return to the Lord, from whom we have departed and deeply revolted. My dear friends, shall we in this world ever be in such a case as not to need to exhort each other? Shall we while here ever be without some disease of soul, some outbreaks of sin in us, which though our fellow members and friends may not discern, we discern? And each discerning that should say to the other, we have left the fountain of living water. We have left the Lord Jesus, left our first love, received wrong things, walked in wrong ways, and therefore he has smitten us. But the case is not hopeless. Oh, what a mercy, it is not a hopeless case. Let us come. He is full of mercy. With him is plenteous redemption. He is a gracious God. We know it. We have proved it. Let us go again to him and prove him by bringing our poor cases to him, by confessing our sins. Let us return to him and see if he will be gracious. Who knoweth if he will repent and return and leave a blessing behind him? Let us go on in this good old gospel way of mutual exhortation. When you meet one another, if one confesses he is distant, then exhort him to return. If you confess, let me exhort you. And let there be this gracious living principle of godliness which is given to us in the scripture. May this good life of exhorting be among us. Come and let us return unto the Lord. There is a confession here. For he hath torn. Oh, it is very solemn for God to tear a sinner. How does he tear a sinner, a child whom he will never really forsake, whom he loves and will take to heaven? How does he tear him? We read in Isaiah that the people of God rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit, and therefore he was turned to be their enemy and fought against them. By Jeremiah we are told that the Lord hath wounded his people with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. This is the tearing. Here we are told, therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth. This is the tearing. When the Holy Ghost administers a reproof to the conscience, when he shows a sinner what he has been doing, where he has got to, how distant, when he reveals the ingratitude of the soul, and when he opens to a sinner, a child of God, how that these vain thoughts, that engrossing of the mind in and with the world, that those things have been done by us, and that therefore he is grieved and vexed, and that we have rebelled in these things. Then he tears, and a rebuke tears the conscience. A rebuke solemnly tears the spirit, as some know. Sometimes he tears in providence. how often he tore this people, giving their enemies power over them. He tears them by the various captivities. He sent his prophets saying by them, "Oh, do not this," and yet they did it. He warned, he threatened, he exhorted, and yet they went on frowardly in the way of their own hearts. They waited not for his counsel, but took their own counsel, and they walked in ways which were not cast up. And so then he sent kings, nations, foreign nations against them, so that he tore them. Has God torn any of us? Does he tear us? Mind when rebukes come. The Lord save you from turning a deaf ear to rebukes, for it is a very serious, solemn thing to do it. But this is not all, my friends. We are not going to hell by God's mercy. Some of us believe that. We are not going to die under the law, not going to die under all this tearing. Why not? For he will heal us. He brings the healing gospel. The good physician heals and cures infallibly. There is application. There is mercy. God brings love. The Holy Spirit applies the blood of the atonement, the blood of the everlasting covenant. And this is healing. This is real healing. When the conscience is purged, when the love of God comes in, when the grace of Christ prevails. He heals us in another way. By subduing our iniquities, when the evils of our heart are not allowed to prevail, when he gives power to cast the burden on the Lord instead of trying to carry it, when the mind is made spiritual instead of being utterly carnal, that is a healing. It is the healing of the grace of Christ. It is the fulfilling of that promise. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. When the troubles of life, when the difficulties of your circumstances, when the temptations of Satan, and when the weight of burdens and the deceiving of many, many other things, when these things are all put down and you can live by faith on the Son of God, it is a great thing to be healed in this way. If you feel, and in feeling can confess to the Lord how foolish you have lived, how carnal you have lived, how your mind has been taken up with the things that perish, how your spirit has been here and there, gadding and wandering everywhere but to the throne of grace. When I say you feel that, and have to go to the Lord and say perhaps to him, that you have been the most wayward, foolish, rebellious, troublesome child he has ever had in his family. And then you can ask him of his great kindness and infinite mercy to heal your soul. Then what a great thing it is when he comes with his Holy Spirit, comes with his word, comes in a truth, comes by reading and by the ministry and in secret prayer, comes and just graciously takes the burden and the care of you into his own hands and lets you realize in some measure that he goes before you. The Lord your God will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rearward, so that you can say, now, Lord, I have put my case, bad as it is, and my circumstances, trying as they are, into thy hand. Then you are healed. Really, for the moment, graciously healed. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. When the Lord smites a sinner, it is like a scattering, like a breaking of the bones, and it brings that poor sinner into a sad, loosened condition. Afflictions laid on the loins do greatly weaken and prove to the person that he is weak, like a person who is entirely loosed, out of joint, out of condition altogether. And thus by God he is smitten. Ah, it is very solemn when God smites a person. If a friend smites you, you feel it, and you may resent it in secret. When the Lord smites, he brings conviction that you deserve it, that you have brought it on yourself, and this has a good effect upon you. It humbles you. There is no resistance when God smites. If a friend smites you on one cheek, you may not have grace to turn the other to him. But if God comes and smites you, all you can say will be this: deal with me in measure, not in anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. And I believe that well-instructed people, to whom is given wisdom to observe the Lord's ways and dealings, come to this point. They can thank him for the measure. Oh, it has been a great thing to me to notice that point. I will correct thee in measure. And the prayer was this: O Lord, correct me in measure, not in anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. The measure is enough. Anger means endless wrath. But in this measure, there is mercy, there is life, there is goodness. Mind the measure, my friends. It may seem to you sometimes as if there is going to be no end, but you will reap in due time if you faint not. And if you say, what is due time? Then the Lord will make you know that his time is due time. All kind and all wise, thy season is best. Wait on him. No vain waiting is the waiting of faith. I will wait for the Lord. Of old they said, who hideth himself? I will wait for him. A hiding God is indeed a pain to a living soul that has a friendly feeling for him. But waiting for him is that which pleases him, because it comes from himself. And he will bind us up. What is this? It is the Lord laying his good hand on you in mercy. It is his saying in some way, fear not. They said by his prophet, love us, heal us, take away all iniquity. And he said, I will heal him. Oh, this is binding. When the bandage of a promise is put round you by a skillful hand, you are bound up when mercy enters your soul. You are bound up when a smile comes upon your conscience. You are bound up. He will bind us up, keep us close to himself, make us in our souls feeling firm and tight, as one says. Ah, this is the gospel applied by the Holy Ghost. This is the gospel in its freeness, its greatness, its suitability, and its power in the Holy Spirit. And in this way it is that he revives us, and we live in his sight. He raises us up. This is the power of Christ's resurrection. The power which alone can raise you up into divine things and out of carnality. Nothing else will do it. Paul had this before him when he desired to know the power of Christ's resurrection. Christ rose from the dark tomb, and when the power of his resurrection is in our souls, we rise from the darkness of unbelief, the darkness of our deathly condition. We rise from the world in our own hearts. That is the world which troubles you, I expect. That is the world which troubles me. And then when this power is on us, we are lifted out of it. And we can say in some humble measure, we mind the things of the Spirit. They are the best. They are the first. They are suitable. They are pleasant to us. It is what is called in Solomon's proverb, wisdom being pleasant to the soul. And it is pleasant, truly pleasant, when divine things are made spirit and life in us. And he will bind us up. And after 2 days, which he himself has fixed, the time and place, it may not be 2 literal days, but after 2 days he will revive us, faint and low and weak and sickly. We need this reviving of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the 3rd day he will raise us up out of every grave that we may be in. O my people, I will open your graves, and I will cause you to come up out of your graves. If you are in graves, this is what you need. And being alive in the grave, you desire to be brought out. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. Of all the things that we have to experience in this world, this is one of the most difficult. You get a start, and for an hour or a few minutes, you are full of life and energy in prayer. And then the old man, he gets tired and asserts his enmity. Does not say it perhaps, but asserts it in enticing you away. He entices you away by some vanity, by it may be some duty in life. It may be some trial, and you are enticed to look at the trial, at the duty in a carnal way. And so you are enticed away from the throne of God's heavenly grace. Oh, I wish I knew more about this following. The psalmist says, my soul followeth hard after thee. The disciples followed the Lord Jesus when he was taken by his enemies at a distance. Very few follow him near at hand. Very few comparatively, I am afraid, today. There are very few anywhere to be found who are following hard after God. We read of a bad state and of there being 2 or 3 or 4 berries on the outmost fruitful branches. Is it not something like that now? Still, he says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we know him if we have faith to follow after him? Then shall we know his love if we follow after it? The apostle's prayer is answered in it, that we might know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Know it in its length and breadth and depth and height, the greatness. Great is this, his going forth is prepared as the morning. He has a set time, and it seems that he fills the spirit with energy, with life, hungering, thirsting, with a sense of being smitten, wounded, and full of plagues and diseases. He fits that exercise and experience into this prepared time. Then shall we know that his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain. The former rain when the seed was put in, the latter rain when the harvest is about to come. The former rain you have had. Some of you would not dare to say you have not had it, when the seed of the gospel, the seed of some promise, some gracious instruction given to you by the blessed Spirit, and the former rain just fitted the ground, fitted your hearts for that wonderful sowing, sowing of the seed, the word of the living God, the everlasting gospel. And now there has been a winter, and the weeds before the winter, they grow, and many wrong things come. And the winter has come and left everything like death. I am not speaking of that which all of you are ignorant of, am I? Now, says he, if you follow on, if the time of the harvest is approaching with you, there will be this following on to know him, and he will come as the rain, the latter rain. Where the former rain has been, the latter rain comes. Then things are cleansed, revived, and we live in his sight. Now may the Lord teach us. This scripture is full of instruction, full of grace and mercy to those who are in the case that really will fit this scripture. There must be the case. A physician and a healthy person do not fit. There is no need of a physician. And so, as a physician, he does not fit the case of a healthy person. But if one is sick, if a sore disease has eaten away the strength and sapped all the spirit and death is threatened, then the physician, with his prescription, with his diagnosis, with his skill, comes, and there is good. We must be sick to be healed, lost to be saved. May the Lord teach us. We need teaching, and nobody needs it more than I do. We do need teaching. We do need the grace of the Holy Spirit. And if you find 5 minutes of energy in your faith, you will need the Holy Ghost to make it 10 minutes and to multiply. Grace must be multiplied in us. Else soon we turn the grace of God that we had received into lasciviousness, indulging some sin in our hearts that nobody knows anything about, save he who searcheth the reins and hearts and tries the children of men. Amen. I'll just read the notices. God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Adrian Pickett at our anniversary services on Monday.
Our final hymn will be 913. 'Tis the gospel's joyful tidings, full salvation sweetly sounds. Grace to heal thy foul backslidings, sinner, flows from Jesus' wounds. Hymn 913. Lord, we thank thee now for thy help through this service this evening. And we thank thee, Lord, for that address that we've had read to us. Oh, do help us now, Lord, to take it home. Lord, do grant that it may remain with us. Lord, help us to think about it. Oh, do bless it to our souls, we pray. Lord, so much in it. Oh, we pray for that grace, Lord, to truly return unto thee. Pray that we may each know that true and real repentance. And Lord, that we may know that reviving in our souls, that gift of real faith in a precious Christ, that we may each be brought to know those true blessings we've heard of, to follow on, to know the Lord, that early and that latter rain. Lord, the dew of thy Spirit resting upon our souls. Lord, we pray then, do help us. Help us to take what we've heard home, and may it truly do us good, exercise us, and bless us. Lord, we pray now for thy mercy. Do help us each through the rest of this week. And we pray, Lord, for thy help at the weekend. Thou knowest the services, Lord, we expect. We pray for thy servants, Lord, we join with our brother. Pray that thou wilt truly guide and direct thy servants. Lord, grant them words to bring to each service. And Lord, grant us that true exercise, that we may know thy presence here, hear thy voice, and be given that spirit of true worship, true thanksgiving to our God. Oh, we pray then, be with us now, Lord. Keep us from evil. Keep us from temptation as we go out of thy house. Oh, how we need thee to keep us. And Lord, to keep us close to thee. And may we each know now those true blessings of the benediction, that love of an almighty heavenly Father, the grace of a precious Saviour, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. May we each know it. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.